Okay, it's Friday the 17th of February at 09:23, and I'm expecting a call back from the DVLA. I think she said the medical group, and I asked her to call me back in 10 minutes. So, could be very interesting. The last important correspondence on that is in fact online at www.gpss.co.uk/ffdvla.htm and has been public. This was included in the handwritten reply dated 27th of August 2022. This was last year. And I'll read that out while I'm waiting for the call. This was the NS76 reply form and the case reference 38175956. Letter reference NS76R, date 22nd of August 2022. So I'd made this statement and it was sent by registered post within a few days. I last saw a doctor regarding my mental health on 13th of the 1st 2021. That's the call. Hello, Robin here. Yes, speaking, and thank you very much for delaying the call back.
No, it's not a problem. My name's Victoria, and I'm calling from the DVLA Medical Group in regards to a letter we sent you on the 9th of February. It's now a convenient time to speak with you.
Very much so, and basically, I've got in front of me the file, and I'm not sure whether you're... I suppose the important thing is for you to tell me the information that... you've got my case reference and everything there, I guess. So what is the information that you were going to give me?
So the information we are currently updating you with is in regards to a medical review licence that will be valid for 1 year. That letter was sent out to you on the 9th of February. We are just assuring if you have received that at all.
Yes, I have, yes.
You have, wonderful. And my next follow-up questions are, would you accept that medical review licence?
No.
Okay, and are you sending the documents back then to state that?
Well, it will depend on the result of this call and other inquiries, but I very much welcome the call and I hope your time is not rationed too much. It's Victoria, isn't it?
Victoria, yes.
Yes, okay. Now, I could... the main thing is, everything about this case, including the detailed letters, is online and has been for some time, public information. And that was in the statement, which I could read to you, but it would probably take a minute or two, which is... the statement by myself and my wife, signed 27th of August 2022. But if I realise you're probably pressed for time, and perhaps I should explain what's happened just this year. The first thing, in summary, is I received, before the letter you're referring to, I received a letter asking for me to go for an appointment with a psychiatrist at a local place. I've got the details on the file here. And so I thought I might learn more about the cases here, despite the history of this, which is I've been out of the system for quite a long time. And I telephoned the place, spoke to the lovely ladies there, and it seems there had been a communication between them and the DVLA. And they said, well, they no longer did those interviews... on behalf of the DVLA. So the lady told me that I should expect another letter suggesting a different place to go for a chat with a psychiatrist. Now, What in fact happened instead is the letter that you're referring arrived, and we're in the process of deciding exactly what we do. But what is important for me to say is everything about this case is public, and if you've got the time, I could read you the statement, which is probably the most important statement, which was 22nd of August 2022. But I realise that you're pressed on time. So,
no, that's not a problem. More than happy. I do have the statements in front of me here as well.
Right. Okay, good. Right, well, it might. So, the one I'm referring to is dated 22nd of August. Do you have that in front of you?
22nd or the
27th? Sorry, 22nd of August 2022 is the letter. Sorry, I beg your pardon. My statement was written and signed 27th of August. I've got the references here, if it helps. Case reference, which I guess you've got, which is 38175956. And the letter reference is NS76R. But
Starting with, I last saw a doctor regarding my mental health.
On that's exactly. Well, it might save time. It would be brilliant if you could do it. If you could just read that out aloud to me, that would be better than reading it to you.
Yep, so I have here, I last saw a doctor regarding my mental health. Jones, Lightwater Surgery, 39 All Saints Road, Lightwater, the postcode, the telephone number. Note that this is before your letter of the 1st of April 2022, saying that I was saying okay for me to drive. My wife, June Lovelock, presumed 1971 was when you got married?
Yeah, I think so.
Wonderful. Was a witness at the meeting, and I have been out of the mental health system since the discharge letter dated 16th of June 2021 from...
Shaki Jasikin, yeah?
Yeah. All information about this case is on that website there. This is public. This involves all letters, emails, and... cartoons?
Yes, cartoons, Smiley. Sorry about that.
No, that's what
you'll have, even if it's outside of work time, you'll enjoy it. Right, the important paragraph is what follows.
So, staff of the DVLA have my sympathy and understanding for your problems, including COVID, industrial action, and your own physical and mental health problems. I may send more than one copy of this letter to cover exception problems of the Royal Mail, believe there were strikes going on then, or whatever you're sincerely.
That's it, and both my wife and the signature. As it happens, you've caught the wife out at tennis, because it would have been lovely, but not a problem. Anyhow, right, now it's all a matter of what your system requires you to do. By the way, that is a very big... document that is up there, and I was at the stage of doing an update to it to reflect what is going on now, but I'm glad I delayed that by a day or two to get your call. So we've got a choice. I can follow the procedure of this last letter, or if you say whatever you're able to do. It would seem to me the obvious thing might be, rather than me return my driving license and get one of those, and I know people that have the same thing, you and I realise you, there are very practical reasons why, because there's so many people that have problems with drink and drugs and mental health, that it's understandable there might be a special arrangement for them. But anyhow, sorry to be wittering on. The question really is, where do we go after this phone call?
Regardless that you have the document,
yes.
You've read through it thoroughly, you understand essentially what's going... If you accept the medical review licence, basically, in a year's time, we will just be asking for an update of health. It doesn't affect your licence in any way, so it's not like we take a category away from you or... No.
I think the problem is... that obviously I'm obviously going to discuss it, and this call is very important. I really appreciate that, Victoria. I'll obviously discuss it with my wife and my other friends, and Obviously, one option is to follow that procedure. I'm sure. I think there was quite a good margin of days when I have to return it. Obviously, one possibility is what effectively happened, a year or two back now, it's all on the record, is where I didn't. And of course, at the end of the day, one can speculate on why, but I mean, I did actually send by recorded mail not only my detailed reply and the copy of that page printed to the DVLA, the gentleman, was it Mr. Burton? I can't remember now. But also to his home address. But there was no response on that front. But all of a sudden, and of course it was a great amusement, on 1st of April I received a letter which said, oh no problem, you can drive, you know, as if they changed their mind. And of course the interesting thing is that despite people all being as helpful as they can, you know, there's some standard text that you tend to use saying based on further information, but the nature even of the further information is not said, let alone the actual letter. One question, I'm sorry for taking so much of your time.
No,
and this is partly to answer some of my friends. I realise that in recent years a lot of functions have been subcontracted to companies. Is the medical group, and of course you're part of that as I understand it, are you actually paid salaries from the DVLA or directly, or do you work through a company?
We are employed by the DVLA. We are DVLA staff, DVLA run.
Perfect. But I think it's obvious, I don't have to spell it out, that that's one of the problems has been in recent years. I appreciate that, Victoria. So you've effectively done the function to confirm that, yes, I've received the letter. Could you give me a reminder of my deadlines? I'd be sending the stuff, assuming that's the decision we make.
So if that is the decision you make, either way, we like a reply so that we have it in writing, as well as you like to keep your records, we do like to have ours.
Yeah, well, of course, don't forget, the records I keep are public. It's just it may take time for them to become public, and I'm usually pretty careful of what I actually put up. I think... Right, so I can understand that. So there's no way that you can review the decision and, say, give more time at the moment. You're not in the position to do that. Without me actually looking at the timescales, if I return the licence with whatever form I have to fill in, then there's a deadline for that, I recall.
Yes, it does say if you don't return this within 21 days of the letter. So yeah. What I will do is I will bring your case back up to be reviewed again at the very latest of the 9th of March. But if your letter does come in before then, it will be raised as a new thing for us to look at and review. If it comes in, say, a week or so before, it will be flagged up to us. This is here, please have a look at it.
Ah, right, okay, fine. So, but I really appreciate that, and you can't make a phone call sometimes from a real person rather than a robot.
Definitely, a lot better than a robot.
Yes, okay, so, right, okay, I think that's it, Victoria. One little bit of advice. If you do take a look at that link that is there on the records, it probably won't have been updated with this year's information, because I do that very, very carefully. You'll be in great danger of falling off your chair laughing with some of it.
Of course, no. I do need to ask two more questions of you, just to assure of our data protection for yourself.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, go ahead.
Can I have your first line of your address? That's for licensing reasons.
Yeah, 22 Armitage Court, Sunning Hill, Ascot, SL590A. That's in deepest Berkshire.
Wonderful, beautiful place. And can I have your date of birth as well, please?
Yes, 25th of May, 1947.
Wonderful. My last guest with your wife. Either way you choose, please send that on back to us, however you wish.
Yeah.
And we will process it as soon as it's in the system for you, Mr. LaFleur.
Okay. One other thing. I've recorded all this conversation. Presumably you've got no problem with that being played to anybody.
Oh, no, it's all recorded on our side as well. So
no, perfect. Absolutely perfect. Okay, Victoria, thank you very much.
Lovely. You have a lovely rest of your week and weekend.
Yeah, we'll do. Okay, all the best. Bye.
Bye-bye.
How about that? End of recording.